Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And I'm telling them stories that I have experienced in visiting children everywhere that I go. I'm a candle, and I'm in a candlestick holder, and I'm sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world. Well, here I am. I'm ready to tell you a story. I'm ready to tell you all about the things that I saw last night. I was with Genevieve, and Genevieve is a nice girl. And Genevieve was telling me, "You know, Mr. Kendall, I never get caressed or hugged or loved, or why is that?" And I said, "Well, Genevieve, why do you think you don't get caressed or hugged or liked? Why is it that nobody seems to like you? What makes you think that nobody seems to like you? What makes you think that, Genevieve?" "Well, I tell you, Mr. Kendall, what makes me think that is that I just don't get any hugging. I don't get any caressing. I don't get any loving." "Well, Genevieve, do you have any brothers or sisters?" "No." "Well, Genevieve, do you have a mother and father?" "Yes." "Genevieve, do you have a dog?" "Oh, yes. He's a dumb old dog." "Well, why do you say he's a dumb old dog, Genevieve?" "Well, he's a dumb old dog because he just sleeps all the time." "Well, is he an old dog or a young dog?" "No, he's just an ordinary dog. He's a couple of years old, maybe." "Well, why do you think that he sleeps all the time, Genevieve?" "Well, I don't know." "Now, Genevieve, do you go and hug your dog and cuddle your dog? What's your dog's name?"
"Bowser."
"Well, do you hug and snuggle Bowser?" "No, why should I? He's just an old dog." "Well, Genevieve, I tell you, now let's go over and see Bowser." "Well, he's just in the kitchen in his box." And so Genevieve and I go out to the kitchen and we see Bowser. And I say, "Bowser." And Bowser looks up with a sort of a sleepy eye. "Yeah." And I say, "Bowser, are you a nice dog?" And Bowser lifts his tail up and down gently, sort of letting it flop back down, lifting it up, letting it flop back down. "Bowser, are you a nice dog?"
"Bowser, you're such a wonderful dog, Bowser. Oh, Bowser."
And his tail, pop, 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 pop. "Oh, Genevieve, tell Bowser he's a nice dog." "Genevieve, tell Bowser he's a nice dog." "All right, Bowser, you're a nice dog." And his tail didn't even flop. "Genevieve, Bowser knows when you're telling the truth, and you don't think he's a nice dog. Genevieve, see on the table there's a little cup that's got some cookies in it. It says dog biscuits. Go get one of them." Genevieve brings the dog biscuit over to Bowser. "Now, you hold it in front of Bowser's nose and say, 'Bowser, I love you.' And then give him the cookie." "All right, Bowser, I love you." And she gives him the cookie. And Bowser doesn't even take the cookie. And I say, "Genevieve, you have to say that with love. Bowser, oh Bowser, I love you. Here's a cookie for you." And so then Genevieve tries, "Well, Bowser, Bowser, I love you. Bowser, I love you. Oh, I'm unhappy. Bowser, I love you. Here's a cookie for you." And Bowser takes a cookie and eats it. And then he takes his tongue and he kisses Genevieve on the cheek. And Genevieve says, "Well, that schmush, 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 that wet old tongue of his." "Bowser, that's his way of saying I love you. Genevieve, Bowser says I love you that way." Don't you know that? Genevieve, go get another cookie. Okay. Genevieve's starting to play the game now. Okay, again. Now, say, Bowser, sit up. So she says, Bowser, sit up. And Bowser sits up. And his ears are perked up. And his tail is whomping back and forth. And Genevieve says, Bowser, you're okay. And Bowser whomps his tail back and forth real fast. And Genevieve says, Bowser, you want a cookie? And Bowser says, with his tongue sticking out there, and says, yeah. And so Genevieve gives him the cookie, and Bowser takes it ever so gentle. And he eats the cookie. And again, he looks up at Genevieve, and Genevieve is petting him on his head, and he slurps all across Genevieve's face and saying, I love you. And Genevieve says, oh, Bowser, you're so soppy. But I don't care. And then Genevieve gave her first hug to Bowser. She's had that dog 2 years and she's never hugged Bowser, and she gave Bowser a hug. And Bowser snuggled in his face close to Genevieve's face and said, and Genevieve says, oh, Bowser, you're so wonderful. And Genevieve talked to Bowser a little bit and began being nice to Bowser and caressing him and hugging him. And Bowser snuggled close to Genevieve and said in his Bowser way, wagging his tail, thumping away on the side of his box. And Bowser said, and Genevieve says, I understand you. You say you want another hug. Okay, here's another hug. And so then, pretty soon, Bowser jumps out of his box, and Genevieve and Bowser are rolling around on the kitchen floor, playing as much fun as you can imagine. And then, I say, Genevieve, it's time for your bedtime now. So Genevieve goes back to her bedroom, and Bowser follows. And Genevieve gets in her bed and lays down, and Bowser, on his hind legs next to her bed, looks at her and slurps her on the cheek again, and Genevieve smiles so brightly. And then, do you know what Bowser did? Bowser took the blanket in his mouth and pulled it up over Genevieve's shoulders and snuggled her with his head. And then he laid down next to the bed, next to Genevieve. And I said, you see, Genevieve, when you start hugging, caressing, and loving, hugging, caressing, and loving comes back to you. Now, Genevieve, call your mommy and your daddy in here now. Because I see Mr. Sandman is coming through the door. He's going to put pixie dust all over you to give you happy dreams. Now call your mom and dad and tell them that you love them, you love them, you love them. Give them a big snuggle and a big kiss. You don't care whether they're used to it or not. They may be just sort of too prim and too proper to do that, but you say, Mom, Dad, come on, in my arms. I love you, I love you, I love you. And snuggle them tight and hold them for a moment or two and say, Mom and Dad, I love you. And then let go and take your teddy bear. You got a teddy bear? You got a teddy bear? Take your teddy bear and slide under the covers there, tighten, good. And Bowser, to snuggle you in there and have happy dreams. And just remember, to be caressed, to be hugged, and to be loved, you have to hug and caress and love yourself. And that's what Genevieve learned. And Genevieve is a good example. For 2 years she had Bowser, and she didn't know about his wonderful kisses and his wonderful hugging. Have a good evening, boys and girls, and know that this is Mr. Sandman and Mr. Candle, your two good friends at nighttime, saying, I love you, I love you, I love you.